So it does exist.
Yes.
So it's what the Hahnemann or Mayer said is not true. So the Filius system does exist, and it's contrary to what he said in the debate.
Okay.
It does not exist anywhere in the world, right?
Okay. Now, but the thing is, though, is that the whole truth is, this goes back to Filius APTS being a small company. I call them a small company with a big idea. It's a big idea whose time has come, and it will win in the end because the idea fits our time and the future. And people who are fighting for steel on steel are fighting the future. And this so anyway, the point is that Filius as light rail on an elevated fixed guideway, magnet guided, computer control, so that it's on time every time, so you count on it just like you can any rail schedule, because rail has no cross traffic usually, and it's not involved in traffic, period. It doesn't have to be braking and all this, so it's not a bus. He says the other thing he said in that is that Filius is only a bus. Anybody who watches the show this evening at 5 on Channel 54 is going to see that this is a mega bus. It has aircraft technology in its body. It's super light, so that makes the infrastructure not have to be so heavy, so much concrete and steel put into making it and whatnot. And so this, you can see it for yourself.
Okay, and you wrote it, and in turn, what got me about that statement?
Uh-huh.
Was that in the environmental impact statement,
right.
There's a requirement that you give a viable assessment to all alternatives.
Right.
So, if Filius exists,
right.
And he's claiming that it does not exist anywhere in the world, but he's not meeting the conditions of the environmental impact statement.
Right.
So, how do we get around that? I mean, what is the solution to counter? I mean, you don't have a big budget. The public is being railroaded, and it's having been forced. How do you sustain yourself to try and bring this to the public, and then in turn deal with the misinformation and the arrogance of this?
Okay. Well, basically, I would just say that in Hawaii, it's easy to control information. Because corporate Hawaii, just like corporate America, Wall Street and the big lobbyists in Washington, D.C. and whatnot, their power is immense because of their immense resources, political, economic, etc. And so... So anyway, the point is that you know, in a third world country, when a dictatorship, a military dictatorship, takes over, the first thing they do is they go for the TV station, the radio station, and the newspaper. And so the thing is that if you have huge resources devoted. I mean, Parsons Brinckerhoff and all of its associated groups that Hahnemann has pulled together, they have used huge amounts of our taxpayer money to basically propagandize us. In other words, in effect, they have taken over the commercial media. They've taken over... They've gotten their own radio station. Now they spend $2,400 a month for a Tuesday afternoon radio talk show where they basically, you know, denigrate anybody or anything that challenges steel on steel.
Well, I understand that, and I see some problems with that.
What we do, though, you ask what we do about it. See, because this is what I believe in, is that we can't just be whiners and complainers and whatnot. Now, what the average person can do is there's one thing. See, I've had years of experience here. We've organized to try to get housing for the homeless and affordable housing for everyone. And so if you organize a demonstration for the homeless, or you are for rent control or whatnot, Well, the thing is that what you run, for instance, on Rent-A-Trill, is that if your landlord sees you on TV, then a lot of people are afraid that what's going to happen is that they're going to be evicted. You know, he'll find a way to get rid of them.
Retaliation.
Retaliation.
For expressing themselves and exercising their rights.
Same thing is that we have advocated on the streets for years. Employees Today is the name of our organization. And we've advocated for a living wage, minimum wage. And the thing is that, again, if your employer sees you, he pays you less than, he pays you minimum wage, which is kept down by the powers that be lobbying at the legislature and whatnot, then the person who's going to be holding a sign for a living wage, minimum wage, is worried that their boss is going to, because they're asking for a raise through the political power, people's power.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's one thing that people can do. You can go into a ballot box, and this is where it's important for everybody to vote.
We're going to have two important votes coming up here. We can vote for Hanneman as mayor and his steel rail, and we'll have steel rail. But if you like the Phileas system, or you like the Panos Prevedoris system or whatnot, then you can vote for the other candidates.
Okay.
Ann Kobayashi and Panos Prevedoris.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What is the capacity of Phileas?
The Phileas carries about 180 passengers.
And
it's about 87 feet long. It's the longest bus you've ever seen.
Okay.
And it can be a mega bus.
Okay.
When it's operating on the street, it has all-wheel steering. It can turn any corner, just like a ladder truck in the fire department, but it's done by computer.
Overlaying the proposed Phileas and over the rail, will it travel the same route, or what would be the proposed route?
Yes, our proposal is that there needs to be this corridor spine.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people on the west side, on the Eva side, and the Waianae Coast and whatnot, they need a quick way to get into town, to get around for jobs and whatnot. And we know how the employment situation is. You have to travel anywhere and everywhere to get a job.
How is this system powered? Electric, fuel,
right now,
hydrogen, or what?
Right now, the Phileas system is a hybrid system, like the Toyota Prius.
Meaning what?
Okay. It has a GM Allison biodiesel engine.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a backup battery, which is charged at night, just like with your Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is that it's combination electric and GM Allison.
Okay. Who will pay for this system, and how will it be paid for?
Okay, this system will be paid. It will be paid for basically through the taxes of the people. I mean, right now we have a general excise tax.
Mm-hmm.
We figure that this system, including not just the Phileas vehicle and its system, but also the elevated guideway. In other words, you can see on our website that there's a big bridge company that built the elevated hot lanes and toll roads in Orlando. I think it's Orlando, Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about being able to do this for, about 40 million a mile, which would be $800 million. And then the Phileas vehicle costs somewhere between $1.5 to $2 million per vehicle, and you multiply that by 90, and you come up with it's slipping my
mm-hmm.
my mind right now. But the point is that it looks like the system can be built from anywhere from 1/3 to 1/2, at the top end 1/2 the cost of the steel wheel.
So you're saying that it'll be $1.2 or $1.5 billion, opposed
to it would be somewhere between $1.5 billion and $2 billion.
How
now, if it were 1.5, I want to make a note. The first year that the 0.5% of the general excise tax, the 0.5%, was added on, The state collected $150 million. You multiply that by 10 years, and that's $1.5 billion. And so we're talking about a system that could be paid off in 10 years as the tax structure is set right now in place.
And who is the owner of this? Will it be owned by the people, or will it be
owned by the
Phileas authority?
It'll be owned by the people. And I would like to also say what you brought up is the people. I noticed that during the city council that there's a lot of concern, and there should be concern, about the noise that it makes for people along the route, like at midnight, you know, here.
You mean the steel rail?
Yeah, the steel rail going by their window at night and whatnot. But the other thing is that nobody ever talks about who this system is actually for. This system is for everyday working people, like myself, who've been an employee all my life. It's for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I rode the SkyTrain in Vancouver. This is the poster child, if you want to say, for Gary Opino and the other folks, the four people who just happened to get stacked into the Transportation Committee. And they're the people who held this thing up for all this time, because five people on there were saying, no, it's too expensive and whatnot. And the reason we were held hostage is because anything that was sent to the mayor except steel on steel, he was going to veto. Then it came back, and then it had to be 6-3, or he gets his way. Now, what's beautiful about this new vote that we're going to have is that we get a chance to veto the vetoer. We get to veto Hanneman. In other words, we can say we do not want this system. But I want to say, though, I'm back to the people, the riders, the people who are the riders. I rode the system in Vancouver, and I have to admit, it's the older route. There's one that's 20 years old, one that's 10 years old. Both of them are noisy and squealy and everything. But the one that I rode on first was the older one, the 20-year-old one. And by the time I got to the end of the route, from out to King George Station into downtown, I felt like I had an ear infection in my left ear. It was hurting so bad from the constant squeal. Every time it turns just a little bit, it starts screeching, like scratching your fingers down a chalkboard. It makes you, it irritates you and gets you on edge. And so so we found the same thing on the newer system, though. It was less noisier because it wasn't quite as old. Okay, sure. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, so we know the steel rail, if you go to Chicago, it's rough.
Whee!
But it's a high metal pitch. But so the Phileas, really, then what you're saying, the city council, certain members of when you say Gary Okina, the city councilman Gary Okina.
Yes, right. Yes.
They have filtered.
Right, and let me name them. There's Todd Uppo.
Okay.
There's he works for Coalina, by the way.
Okay.
And then there's Nestor Garcia.
Okay.
And there's Rod Tam.
Okay.
Okay, these four people basically have held us at stalemate over there. But the thing is that the mayor, because of his control of the media, basically, has made it look like that those five people are recalcitrants, and they're doing a disservice to the people because they want to get a system that we can afford, that is not noisy, that, as a matter of fact, the Phileas system has such a suspension system, it'll always be riding on a smooth surface, no bumps or whatnot. So it's like riding on the most comfortable bus you've ever ridden on, and you could actually do your homework on it. And I'll tell you, I rode that steel rail system in Vancouver, and there was not, I had a pen and actually wanted to take some notes. You could never, during the whole trip, even write one word. It
okay.
was jiggling and wobbling and shaking and okay. rumbling.
So you say the ones that are blocking have screened and kept the information from the city council going the process is Oppo,
mm-hmm.
Garcia,
right.
Tam, and Okino.
Right.
Okay, so I guess that you would call them the four Hannamese, huh?
Yes.
Okay, but anyway, we're going to take a break, and you're listening to the Carol Cox Show. I have Jim Brewer here with me today talking about the Phileas system. And for callers, we'll be taking calls. And are you good with that, Jim?
Hey, yeah.
And we got two callers waiting and backed up, so you better get ready to do some talking, my friend.
Okay, what I'd like to do, though, is just say, okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. You can get us at carol@carolcox.com. And if you want to get more information on this, go to the etmagazine.com.
Dot org. Employees Today.
EmployeesToday.org, and you can get the magazine and get more specific information on the Phileas system. We'll be right back, and callers, hold on. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save money on gas and help the environment. That's why you want to know about the EPA's smart driving tips. Tips that could give you more miles per gallon of gas and reduce air pollution. Like making sure your tires are properly inflated. And replacing your air filter regularly. Oh, where possible, accelerate and brake slowly. Slowly. And did you know that for every 5 miles you go over 65 miles per hour, you're spending about 20 cents more per gallon of gas? Also, if you're shopping for a new car, choose the cleanest, most efficient vehicle that meets your needs. If we each adopt just one of these tips, we'd get more miles for our money and breathe a little easier. For more tips and to compare cleaner, more efficient vehicles, visit www.epa.gov/greenvehicles.
Welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. That's CarolCox.com. And calling in for 524-1080, I have Beatrice. Beatrice, you have a question for Jim.
Yes, I do. I would like clarification for myself and for the general public that this system can be used as well as in the Sky Lane, can be used at the ground level. And that's where why it is called a hybrid, because it can be used as a train on a sky.
Okay, what's your question? What's your question?
And that's my understanding, but I want to clarify, am I correct about that? That's number one. Then I have another question on the economic side, and that is my understanding was that this was going to be used only in a certain area of Oahu. What about the rest of Oahu? And my understanding was that we all have to pay for this system, but only the island of Oahu would be involved in that.
Okay.
If it's the sales tax, is the sales tax applicable to the outer islands, and are they going to have to pay for it, too?
And you're speaking of the Phileas or the steel rail? Which
the
one?
The Phileas.
Okay, all righty. Jim?
Or any system that we set up.
Well,
as far as the economy is
concerned. That's a bit stretching it. I mean, he's here talking about Phileas, and All right.
Okay. On the sales tax part, I would prefer that it not be the extra 5%, and that's only being charged here on the island of Oahu. And the other thing that you talked about. That means that it's a very regressive tax because, listen, let's face it, when you pay more on your sales tax at Long's and whatnot, most of the people who go to Long's and whatnot are spending all their income every month because of the cost of living here in Hawaii. And so every time you raise that sales tax, that hits everyday people who I consider myself one of them. And so the thing is that what we probably need to do is have a graduated property tax so that everyday people are not impacted. But you know, we have basically what we have in Hawaii today is the gentrification of an entire state, and what's happening is the rich from all over the world are coming, and basically now half of native Hawaiians have been driven out of their island home and whatnot, and a lot of local people. So this, but to answer the question about the Phileas going to other parts of the island, now that's what's good about this. The problem that we, basic problem that we have sewers and all other kinds of public infrastructure problems that have to be attended for. They have to be paid for. And right now, the city is running, I think, they're running a big deficit now. I forget. It's a very big deficit that they're running right now. And all of these things have to be paid for. At the same time, we're going to be paying for this expensive steel rail. The Phileas system, though, at one half, somewhere between one third and one half the cost, will allow us to do the same thing, because the Phileas system can do will be able to do the same thing. It also has a thing called Super Express, and I'll explain that a little bit later. It'll allow us to do everything that, and it'll indeed be light rail. But what we have now is a situation. If you live in Ewa Beach, or if you live in Waianae, Makaha, or whatnot, this double duty that you're talking about that the Phileas can do, it's a bimodal. In other words, it operates both as a mega bus and as a rail system, a very light rail system. And so,
well, okay. Thank you, Beatrice. Appreciate your calling in. You got another?
Oh, can I just add one thing, though? One other thing is that the thing is, if you live in Ewa Beach or you live in Makaha or whatnot, a Phileas system could pick you up out there, come through as a Super Express, coming through stops through the Waianae Coast, then just simply get onto the elevated fixed guideway and go in. You don't have to come and park and ride or anything. You can get on where you live in Makaha or Ewa Beach. You get on, it gets up on the fixed guideway, and it zips you into town. So anyway, that finishes up the answer to that question.
Well, thank you, Beatrice. I appreciate you calling in. I hope if it didn't, you can call back or get more. Steve is on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve. I have a question. What's the maintenance cost on this guideway system that you're talking about?
Okay, I can't give you exact figures on that, but the thing is that the APTS Phileas did a survey of neighboring cities. They operate in Eindhoven, Netherlands. That's where they've done their pilot project, and also in Douai, France. But also they're building these vehicles they're turning them out right now for Istanbul, Turkey. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
The question was
the maintenance. Okay. They found that for instance, in Brussels and another one that's close to the Netherlands, I'm sorry, it slips my mind now, but the maintenance costs for their tram systems were considerably higher than the cost for the Phileas system.
Okay.
And I invite you to come to our website, because we have all kinds of links where you can watch on YouTube the Phileas system in action. You can also get information like what you're just requesting. Thank you.
And that website again is?
That website is employeestoday.org.
Okay. We got Richard on the line. Richard, good morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Anytime.
And I've been to several sessions, both general sessions and subcommittee sessions. And the last one I went to was on executive matter subsection. And there were many, many accusations against Phileas, Hot Lanes, Maglev, Monorail. they were many lies by Mr. Yoshioka, who said we have to publicly use taxpayer money because it's necessary because of the lies from these alternate systems. Filius, hot lane, maglev, monorail. Now, in the same chamber, Mr. Slater was there, and he asked for the lies. And Yoshioka, the director of transportation, said, there are too many lies to name. So Ann Kobayashi asked Mr. Yoshioka to send a list of lies to the council. Now, I've called 3-4 times from Wednesday of this last week, and I called Mr. Yoshioka's office, and I called several different council people, and these lies have never been submitted to the city council. Not to Mr. Garcia, who is chairman of the subcommittee for transportation. Not to Ann Kobayashi, who was the chairperson for that meeting. My question is, when is the newspaper or somebody going to tell the public about these lies? Now, I think there are no lies. And having gone through this for 2 years as simply a citizen, I want them to tell me about the lies. There has never been a matrix of safety, cost, functionality, flexibility, whereby if across the top of a piece of paper or on the computer you put down Filius Hot Mag, and then down the left-hand side you put down cost flexibility. They have never done this. Their biggest crime is that they have not educated the public.
And when you say they, Richard, you mean the, who do you mean?
I mean exactly Filius. I mean consult the people, that the PR people. I mean the administration. I mean everybody associated with the four council members that you said. I mean the newspapers. I mean there is no... I could take just a picture in the newspaper of during the debate. You've got Mufi in the middle and the Ann on the right and Panos on the left, and the angle is up. It makes Mufi look distorted in terms of who is the best. That's simple. And there is all the dialogue between what you just said about he saying that Filius does not exist. Of course, you've just proven that just now. If you ask me who, it's newspapers, it's the media, it's radio, it's TV. Just look who is responsible for the forum. The three people who were picked when they had the forum at Hawaii Theater, those people are not for anything but steel on steel. Burr.
Right.
Etc. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Richard, I really appreciate you calling in. I like your fire.
No,
I do too.
I really too. And Jim,
do.
Can you answer or give me a response to it?
I also want to say too that you know Yoshioka, when the chair of the Executive Matters Committee asked him for that list of names, a list of lies, she and asked him. To do it within 5 days. And I think it's been closer to 10 or 12 days. And this is just another example of how they control information. They stonewall, they do everything possible to obstruct information. And the thing that Carol Cox brought up here about Filius not existing anywhere in the world and it's only a bus. So this prompted me to do something. I'm sorry I don't have it completely up, but within the next 2 or 3 days on my website, I'm constructing a new page. It's called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. When I was a kid, this was what happened. If you're playing on the playground and you've been caught in a lie or something, the kid would taunt you and they'd say, Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. And people don't understand what that means. What it meant was back in those days, you got a spanking if you told a lie. And so your pants did feel like they were on fire.
Well, wait now. Hold it. Both Richard You there?
Yeah.
And Jim?
Yeah.
Now, I must warn you, on behalf of Hammond, we don't want to dishonor his families for calling him a liar, even if he does lie. We don't want to do that here, okay?
Well, I think that Hanneman dishonors himself and his family when he tells these things that are not true.
When he wins
and, the and also, there's another way of lying, and that is obstructing the truth.
Right.
And this thing of controlling the media and the microphone and the camera, that is just a way of obstructing the truth. So that's the same as telling lies, in my opinion.
Well, it's just a struggle we have every
yeah.
day. So it's not just Hanneman. We
right.
we have it, but a guy like Richard, clearly, he's out there looking. And
mm-hmm.
Richard, I applaud you and thank you for
same
calling
here.
In.
Same here, Richard.
Well, thank you very
you
much.
You got anything else?
No, it's just that everything that you've said is 100% true. Just ask yourself these questions. How did this all start? Did Murphy steal on steal go to the federal government? Did Murphy steal on steal go to the state government? What is the governor's position on steal on steal? And just look at the corporations involved and how come, why the educated has not been told. Knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. And
the
that was,
public has not been given knowledge, therefore the public has been not denied power for the largest expense in the history of this county.
Exactly, and I didn't answer that part of your question, too. In this little brochure that we've made here, this statement is the one that is probably number one. Every possible public rapid transit technology company should have been given the right to show us what they can provide and how much it will cost us. Then informed taxpayers, voters, and our city council could have decided intelligently. But Hanneman blocked this at every step of the way. That is exactly what we've run up against. We know that it was a done deal from the beginning. This is a political report. Public works project put together by a large transnational corporation called Parsons Brinckerhoff and others who used to be with them. By the way, Yoshioka used to be with them, was something for powers that be in Washington, D.C. and other national and local circles of corporate and political influence.
So,
it was a tax-funded, bullying, steel train, hard sell using local PR and ad firms and corporate media.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and specifically the advertiser, for instance.
What we have here is we call it steel on steel. Now, is that S-T-E-A-L or is that S-T-E-E-L?
Your choice.
It's appropriately. I think we should describe it as a steal on steal. They stole $89 million and not a single entity has called them in legally to challenge. I mean, our attorney general and others. There's fraud, waste, and abuse, and he gets mad because Ann Kobayashi inform the public that he has no integrity.
You understand? And you know,
I applaud her for that.
You know, the thing is, though, is that I have to give Ann credit because of local values and whatnot. She's just been asking questions. She asked over and over and over. But finally, during this debate, she takes off the gloves and she just tells it like it is. Finally, and I admire her and applaud her and we love you, Ann.
Yeah, I was so thrilled to see we had Panos Prevedoris there, too.
Yeah, there was some real truth spoken there.
I mean, you're talking about healthy debate.
Right.
Two people participated in a healthy debate. The third party in the middle, I can't begin to believe or understand half of what he said because me, from my background and familiarity with what has been going on, I found maybe 2 ounces of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Murphy Hanneman's comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud Panas and Ms. Kobayashi for doing what they did. And the public should just really, this is their time to speak. This is their time to send Hanneman, big business, politicians who think that if they muster up to him, they're going to get a golden parachute when they step out of their two-term election and go work for these companies.
Exactly.
We're going to be watching. But we have another caller on. Renee, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I would like Jim to advise people on what to do when they go into the ballot box and have to vote on the charter amendment regarding steel on steel. Because, you know, there are reasons for these lies. I mean, they're meant to confuse the public so people don't know what to do. They don't know what's going on, and people don't appreciate that. You know, for instance, the city said that the maintenance cost is higher for the hot lanes and the Phileas, even though steel on it's higher than steel on steel for Phileas and hot lanes, even though Phileas doesn't have all that rail and hot lanes doesn't have all that rail that the steel on steel has.
And that
European study, Jim, that you were referring to, I think they said that trams or these light trains cost 125% to 140% more to maintain, which makes more sense. It's got all that rail.
Yeah.
And there are so many other things that they've lied about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that people are so confused, they don't know what to do. They want congestion relief, but they're lulled into thinking that if you don't have steel on steel, you won't get it because there's no other option.
You're exactly right.
So on this charter amendment that's coming up in the upcoming election, could you advise people on what you think we need to do so that we can get congestion relief?
Okay.
But, you know, since the majority don't like steel on steel, what can they do?
Well, when you go into the ballot box on September the 20th, my advice to you is to vote either for Panos Prevedoris or Ann Kobayashi, and so that Muthi will not get a 50% plus one vote and have a free ride for the general election, and he will already be mayor. And we will extend the debate out until November the 4th, and on November the 4th, we should vote against steel wheel rail, and we should vote for whoever is running against Muthi Hanuman at the time, and we will then get somebody who will manage this city responsibly in terms of transit and whatnot. That is what my advice is to folks. What we've been talking about here is the opposite of power to the people. What we have is power to the big boys on Bishop Street, the big boys on Wall Street, etc. This is not power to the people. Power to the people is when the people know what's going on and they can vote intelligently. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Renee, thank you for calling in. And again, we're going to be closing down here shortly, but if you have a call or a question, comment, 524-1080. This is the Carol Cox Show and Jim Brewer. And I want to make sure, now, this brochure you have with all of these...
It has every point, yeah.
So is it on your website?
The information is there.
This is a hot item here. So
not in that format, but it's
okay.
There. It's all there. You go to Transit Straight Talk, and you'll find everything that's on there.
All righty. And they can get this copy of this brochure.
Just call me at 267-0117. That's my pager. I will get back to you immediately. We'll figure out how to get a copy into your hands if you don't have access to the Internet.
Yeah, well, something came to me. I had this great idea, we all looking for relief in the traffic, right?
Right, that's exactly right.
And the cluster and the slow traffic.
Right.
I know how to spell relief.
Phileas.
No.
P-H-I-L-E-A-S. Okay, I'm sorry.
V-O-T-E.
Exactly, okay.
That's how you spell relief.
Okay. Very good.
If you don't vote, don't complain, sit in traffic, die of carbon monoxide, get sick, miss your appointments, do all of those things.
Yeah.
But if you sit home and don't vote,
right,
you can complain about, oh, the newspaper don't cover it, and they give Muthi Hanuman a fair shake, and they, you know, don't give the other candidates and this. No matter what the radio stations say, no matter what the TV stations say, no matter what the newspapers say, it's still, this is
right,
one moment in your life you have the power.
There's an old saying that says, when the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Right.
And this is what we're talking about.
Okay, and we got another caller. Yeah, caller, are you there?
Who the four council members are that voted for this system?
Which system now you're talking about?
The steel on steel.
Yeah, it's
the four council members that
it's Todd Apple, Nestor Garcia, Rod Tam, and Gary Opino. These are the four who've held everything up and been part of the Hanneman team.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, What we have here is something, and I'm glad you came. It's not over yet, because even whoever wins, if Hanneman wins, we still need to be wise about this, and you're going to have to come back with us. And it may seem that in some points you're not informed fully, but this speaks of the system and the institution, how it knew that individuals, if they don't cover it and give it the proper coverage and the analysis, right, then you and me and others will have to spend our hard-earned monies that we don't have,
right,
to come out and challenge. So I want to applaud you, and listeners out there, don't go away thinking, well, he wasn't skilled. Well, you're not trying to steal $8 million, and you're not trying to steal $3.9 billion. And
more,
you're not
like six.
Well, no, not more like, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. If you listen to my show and you go on carolcox.com, you will see examples of waste, fraud, and abuse, overruns, change orders, and all of that,
right,
under this administration. So I applaud you.
Thank you, Carol.
If you can't get it out in one sentence, no problem. I'm here and I'll be listening for you, and feel free to come back. But what do you have to add to all of this?
Okay, employeestoday.org. That is our website. And Employees Today TV, this Sunday, today at 5 p.m., you can see the Phileas system, and you can see the SkyTrain in Vancouver. And then immediately following that at 6 is Renee Ng with the News and Views, same thing.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And one thing I did learn today, and I'm relieved, and that is, Mayor Hanneman, if you're listening, and anybody out there that was confused or misled by his statements, the Phileas system does exist, contrary to what he said, and the willingness to be so bold to make a statement such as that, meaning not only speaking of disrespect and dishonor,
right,
you can't tell a bigger lie than that.
Right.
So I applaud you and thank you, and I hope everybody go out there and think smart and vote smart. This is the Carol Cox Show, KWAI 1080. Please call us again and check in later. Thank you. Aloha.
KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.